They say we support Israel because we have common values. No, we don't. No, we don't. There is a common values for them as settlers, but our values are based on justice, are based on fairness, and based on freedom. So they don't represent the real Canadian values. I've been speaking out for Palestine for decades. I'm not going to say for how long, because I don't want to expose his age. So please help me invite Brother Fedrayan to speak to us. Fedrayan, former president of Ontario Federation of Labour.
Sisters and brothers, I want to say how proud I am to be standing today in solidarity with Palestinians all around the world and here in Canada. You know, I'm embarrassed. I'm totally embarrassed by the cowardly actions of Pierre Trudeau's son, Justin Trudeau, who could not muster the courage to basically condemn the US and Trump for his statements on Jerusalem. Shame. He's one of the few leaders in the world that did not have the courage of his convictions to speak the truth to power. He has let us down as Canadians. You know, 10 years ago, I was proud to be the president of QP when we were the first major union in the world to support the BDS movement. And today, I can see there are now scores of unions both in Canada and outside who support the BDS. And if you ever said there was an opportunity to deepen the BDS movement, it is now. Now is the time. And I'd like to say to all those union leaders out there whose pension plans are investing money in Israeli bonds and in Israel, they should divest out of those pension plans. You know, I was in Israel in the year 2000.
Palestine.
And I was in Palestine, sorry, in the year 2000. And I got to see firsthand the Bantustans across the West Bank. And I got to see the incarceration, the imprisonment of 1.5 million Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. And I got to see the injustice that was perpetrated upon the Palestinians and the oppression. And I can tell you, as an Irishman, as an Irish citizen, we know about oppression because we were oppressed for 800 years by Britain until we had a revolution in 1916 and kicked them out of Ireland. Yeah. My friends, it is now time to take a look and say there is no such thing anymore as the farcical two-state solution. There is only a one-state solution, my friends. And that's going to be where every man and woman has an equal voice and a vote. And that we end up having an Arab majority in Palestine. That's the only solution that's left. Because now they've taken away the only piece of dignity that was left to the Palestinians so they could have East Jerusalem as their capital. That has been taken away. The two-state solution has been taken away. Let us not kill ourselves anymore. We should be fighting for one free Palestine with one state and one nation. That's what's required. Thank you very much, sisters and brothers. Yeah.